The Chris Farrell Show podcast is presented by Felix Savadas Mercedes-Benz of South Charlotte, Charlotte's premier Mercedes-Benz dealer and the Carolinas' number one volume sales leader. Over 300 new and 200 pre-owned vehicles always available. Visit mbcharlotte.com.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
The Chris Farrell Show.
Scaling back. I think we're going to throw that in there with all the new vernacular. Yeah, we're just scaling back. We're not shutting down. Don't worry. We're scaling back. Oh, it's still going to be a convention that the delegates will be working remotely. Just scaling back. Major League Baseball. They're scaling back. What did it say here? According to Fox News, baseball starts, quote, in front of empty ballparks, end quote. What Fox News report about the opening of Major League Baseball. I believe it was an hour ago that we played that. Opening, quote, in front of empty ballparks, end quote. You know, as once said by George Carlin, get on the plane? No. Get in the plane. Let Houdini get on the plane. I'm getting in the plane. Baseball starts, quote, in front of empty ballparks, end quote. You know, let the kids play stickball in front of the empty ballpark. At the major league level, I'm expecting to play inside the empty ballpark. I mean, I knew they were scaling back, but goodness gracious, just doing it in the street, out in front of the stadium? Is that really baseball? That messes with the integrity of the game, you know. Say somebody hits a fly ball, and then an ambulance drives through. You got to go to a certain area. Ball's not there. This makes no sense. They should just go in the empty ballpark. That's what they should do. They got a field. They've got a fence to let you know if you hit it far enough for a home run. I know. Like it was built for it. Fox News says that Major League will be opening in front of empty ballparks. Well, I hope that is not a mistake that lingers for much longer than opening day. And I hope the catchers know how to get out of that position awfully fast, because The street can be a very dangerous place. And I don't know one stadium that's not located in an urban center. So, you know, wear that helmet. You know, wear all the protective gear you can. Because I tell you, trying to play baseball in front of an empty ballpark, I tell you, they say football is a violent sport. I mean, I know that Julius Peppers was a tough dude, but he's not a Durango. And man, if they've got a dome, if they're playing outside of a dome, man, get in that dome. It's so hot. It's the real lead story. You know, it's biblical out there. To me, the lead story is it's so dang hot and has been for long enough that we're going to have to give this some of our attention. It's kind of lying underneath. A heat index of 106 tomorrow? 106 degrees. Yeah, we still must address the obvious leads. 2020 has had about 20 of them. Remember in January when we just thought it was going to be World War III? Ah, the old days. Looking back at the good times. When we thought the murder hornets were going to come along and put us all out of our misery. Thanks for showing up, guys. Everything in flux, holding what they got. That would be my theme for solving everything. Let's hold what we got for now. I mean, think about this. Work is for building security. I've worked very hard just about my whole life. I have a clear conscience so far as my work ethic and pulling my own weight. I feel pretty good about that. I've been working to build security for when times get tough. Times are now tough. Let's hold what we got for a little while. Do what must be done to save lives. Even if it irritates you, I'm not getting in your face. Do you honestly believe your level of irritation, personal irritation, is the most important thing during a pandemic? I mean, come on, you don't really believe that, do you? Making a sacrifice for others, is that the... Does that concept resonate on a Sunday morning? I certainly hope so, because we need each other. We need each other's patience, kindness, and conscientiousness. Give and take every break you can give or take. Go easy on yourself. Go easy on others. Because these are tough times. We have been working all of our lives. Most of you hearing my voice, this would be true. We've been working all our lives to build security. Now is time to call in part of that security that we've built and let it be okay to not rush back to the way things were. We're discovering there are things we don't even want to bring back. Schools seem a little confused as a parent. I'm a little concerned about the notion of what they're calling Plan B plus remote. You know, kids haven't been to school since March 13th. Was it July 19th? Since March 13th. First day of school, such as it is, supposed to be August 17th. Decision was made for the first 2 weeks in-person learning. That means going to school. The first 2 weeks. Then completely remote, indefinitely. Now that's what they're saying. They're saying indefinitely. This seems to be a plan to buy time regarding a long-term decision. And that's all we can do. I'm a parent with concerns. But I also realize that as a capable person with a forum, I have some obligation to project patience where I say that it's needed. You know, I'd be a hypocrite. And so I'm not being critical. I am walking this walk along with everybody else, asking the questions that come to mind along the way. And a lot of times that question is going to be, what can I do? We need to hold what we got for a while. Need to social distance and our masks and ask each other how we can help each other. Does that chase away the virus more quickly? Not necessarily. Does it make quality of life better for everyone in the meantime during these hard times? Yes, absolutely. There is a point to which how much this takes out of all of us is a decision. Now, not all decisions are made by us. I've been just hit in the head with that. But those of us who are here, who are healthy, we have an obligation to treat those things like they matter. We need to protect our health. There are people counting on us. There are people I see that I don't see them so much these days. But there are people I used to see all the time. I don't want to get them sick. So I've scaled back the social interactions. And that's the life part of life. That's what everything else all we're working towards. When I say we're working towards security, well, what does that provide? What's a secured environment look like? Well, for one, it gives us leeway to not just worry about ourselves. Live your life in the immediate future with a spirit of sacrifice and teamwork. You don't want to be considering things from a more extreme position. If this has not affected you personally, don't wait until it does to be part of the solution. Because although your efforts will help, however and whenever they begin, there are things that can't be undone. You want to say you did what you could. You want to be able to honestly say that. Not that everything bad is your fault, but the way it feels, the way loss feels, the way grief feels, it's not going to come down to whether or not you honestly believe you deserve it. It's going to come down to the pain it brings to your life. Don't let it get to that. I didn't see my father for a couple of months. I didn't share space with him. And heard they got COVID. Dad's older, but he's tough. Before I had a chance to talk with him, he was in ICU, and I couldn't talk to him. He couldn't hear me, even if they let us in, which they don't. And besides, do you visit an intensive care unit during a pandemic if you're not a healthcare worker? Or already sick? Do you hold a dying loved one's hand when that's too close? Don't wait until you are trying to make up for what you've lost to help us all make gains on this. No one has to tell me to take this seriously. I am now one of the eldest patriarchs in my family. I am now. Let's hold what we've got for now like we would have held what we had we known. Patience and kindness and love. Don't have a chip on your shoulder. I don't care which way you lean. Don't do it. Don't take it out on each other. It's not the time, folks. I've been through a lot. There are others that have been through even more. We're all going through something. Let's rally around each other. Let's hold each other up. Let's don't dig into our differences anymore. Do not breathe action into some of these attitudes. Because there's an agenda with those who would divide us. The agenda for the consensus builders, the ones who honestly want to go down as part of the solution, as bridge builders, as one who brings people together. Our agenda is a better world for all of us. And one very basic thing would improve the world for all of us. If we get on the same page and keep working, we can make it happen. Chris Farrell, 725.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Chris Farrell here with you at 7:38 a.m. Wanting to feel a little better here. How fast can you hit all those? Cool. Hey, there's no call for it. Help me with the whoop. Coming up. Whoop, whoop. You can't be serious all the time. Because life just throws too much, doesn't it? Think of all the folks affected. Folks that aren't getting the headlines, you know. They're not getting pats on the back or anything along those lines. They just have the uncertainty. Yeah. Cafeteria workers. You work in a school cafeteria, so you have all your adult life. Stop having school. Well, well. Janitors? Now, janitors make about what teachers do. Teachers will be kept busy leading remote learning sessions. Janitors don't have to clean buildings that aren't being used or being used so little that people can look after it themselves. Student athletes, think about that. Let's say you were hoping for a scholarship this year, huh? Wouldn't have that been nice? This is your year to showcase, man. And they're telling you things like, well, if it's not safe to put students in the classroom, it's not safe to put them in the locker room or on the athletic field. You want this to be your year. This was going to be the season that paid for your college, man. And there's just nothing where life is supposed to be. We're used to summer football practice at high schools. We're used to wondering how they can take the heat and how nice it would be to be young again and all this stuff. And it's not there. Bus drivers, you drive a bus. I passed the place where they keep all the buses on Wilkinson Boulevard. There might be more than one place, but this is definitely a place where they keep a lot of the school buses. I can tell by the abundance of school buses. And I guess I have a sense of humor about it. You know, when you get off work early, early, early in the morning, like I do a lot of the times, when the buses would normally be filing out, well, it takes a while to do that. Traffic lights are calibrated appropriately. And you can sit for a long time in front of the bus parking lot. Oh, you ever? Yeah, we could do that. Let's think about some of the things we don't miss. You're about to pick up your kid, and the officer directing traffic tells you to stop. Lets about 20 buses out of the parking lot in front of you. They never look at you. I mean, the students on the buses do. They'll signal you hello, you know. But the police, they don't look at you. They don't look at you when they're making you sit. That's why they got the shades, you know. And they could just feel you steaming through your windshield. Yeah, life brings enough tough. Go gentle when you can. Because you don't know if someone is facing the dilemmas of that of a cafeteria worker, student athlete, or bus driver. A janitor for a building that's not being used. So much you don't control. CMS's plan, which they are calling Plan B plus Remote. First 2 weeks in-person learning. That means going to school. Then remote indefinitely. I'd like to know how it's safe to send them for those first couple of weeks, but then not safe on the third week. I'd like to know how that works. Because I'm not doing anything I'm not comfortable with. They can tell me what their schedule is going to be. But I'm going to follow my conscience and good sense. I'm not going to defer as to whether or not Raleigh has any. I'm going to use my own. And remember that, folks, they're your kids. You can keep them home if you want. Oh, really, can we? We never noticed. Kids just haven't been at home at all for the past 5 months. Bless your hearts if you are one of these parents who was a 9-to-5 or who suddenly had a child you were responsible for homeschooling. If you're one of those folks, I just want to send you a little love. Tell you that, hey, you're stronger than you thought, huh? Nicely done. Keep it up. And remember that those around you are facing similar but not identical challenges. So let's help one another without pretending to know exactly what everyone else is going through. And go where the need is. But not too fast, or you'll pass out. Because the real top story for now is this exceptionally toasty weather. If you have older loved ones, if you're fortunate enough to still have your parents or grandparents in your life, keep tabs on them. Now, you've probably been doing that. But throw in a couple of extra questions regarding how they're prepared for what's going to be another week's worth. It's supposed to feel like 106 degrees tomorrow. So expand your inquiry when you're asking your elder loved ones how they feel. Do they have everything they need? And even if they do, even if they're pretty mobile, self-sufficient, all that, keep tabs anyway. Because when it's something like heat, bad things can happen quickly. Address that issue, if there is one, with some urgency. Don't just react to adversity. Prevent it. Be in front of it. And especially if you're talking about doing it for those who gave their adult lives over to raising you. Mother's Day and Father's Day have passed for this year. So, a lot of folks feeling a lot of loss, a lot of pain. Remember when the president blatantly said there's going to be a lot of death? Exactly right, there's going to be a lot of death. Now, that wasn't hype. This is very real. I sit here before you, talking to you. I'm not selling a thing. You ever hear my voice on pitching something to you? I'm not selling a thing. I'm telling you this is real, and do what you can. But that includes savoring the time together. And yes, there can still be a workable version of together that can still exist. But don't dilly-dally or just wait for this all to go away before you figure out a way to work life into it. Because this is what we have for now. And we're not going to be given makeup time later. Oh, for all those months you had to spend inside, here you go. Here's a here's an extra 6 months. No, it doesn't work that way. We've got now. The past is gone. The future is theoretical. We have now. Make the most of your now. Respect those who have helped you get to this point by helping them get to their next point. And if you are feeling personal loss, first of all, I'm sorry. I've had one of the toughest weeks of my life. I turned 50 5 weeks ago. I turned 50, 5-0, 5 weeks ago. And just lost my dad. So I can't ask him about how to help me get old the right way, because he certainly did. I'm not going to be able to ask him. So to honor him, I'm going to act on the knowledge that I do have. And let love be the tiebreaker. When you see another person, don't assume they don't have problems just because they don't have your problems. We are all in a unique struggle. And I will extend to you, moving forward, the courtesy and concern that I hope will come back to me. And the driving force behind that is love. And love isn't all flowers and ice cream cones. Love's got a tough side, but it's worth it. It is worth it. It's Chris Farrell, thank you for having me along this week. 7:55. I love you.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.